Chapter 49. There were two circumstances which, in this early stage of the party, struck home to Kate's bosom, and brought the blood tingling to her face. One was the flippant contempt with which the guests evidently regarded her uncle, and the other, the easy insolence of their manner towards herself. That the first symptom was very likely to lead to the aggravation of the second, it needed no great penetration to foresee. And here Mr. Ralph Nickleby had reckoned without his host, for however fresh from the country a young lady by nature may be, and however unacquainted with conventional behavior, the chances are that she will have quite as strong an innate sense of the decencies and proprieties of life, as if she had run the gauntlet of a dozen London seasons, possibly a stronger one, for such senses have been known to blunt in this improving process. When Ralph had completed the ceremonial of introduction, he led his blushing niece to a seat. As he did so, he glanced warily round, as though to assure himself of the impression which her unlooked-for appearance had created. An unexpected pleasure, Nickleby, apostrophe said Lord Frederick Verisopht, taking his glass out of his right eye, where it had, until now, done duty on Kate, and fixing it in his left, to bring it to bear on Ralph. Designed to surprise you, Lord Frederick, apostrophe said Mr. Pluck. Not a bad idea, apostrophe said his lordship, and one that would almost warrant the addition of an extra 2.5%. Apostrophe, Nickleby, apostrophe said Sir Mulberry Hawk, in a thick, coarse voice, take the hint, and tack it on the other 5.20, or whatever it is, and give me half for the advice. Apostrophe, Sir Mulberry garnished this speech with a hoarse laugh, and terminated it with a pleasant oath regarding Mr. Nickleby's limbs, whereat Messrs. Pike and Pluck laughed consumedly. These gentlemen had not yet quite recovered the jest, when dinner was announced, and then they were thrown into fresh ecstasies by a similar cause, for Sir Mulberry Hawk, in an excess of humor, shot dexterously past Lord Frederick Verisopht, who was about to lead Kate downstairs, and drew her arm through his up to the elbow. No, damn it, Verisopht, apostrophe said Sir Mulberry, fair play's a jewel, and Miss Nickleby and I settled the matter with our eyes 10 minutes ago. Apostrophe, ha, ha, ha. Apostrophe, apostrophe laughed the Honorable Mr. Snob, very good, very good. Apostrophe, rendered additionally witty by this applause, Sir Mulberry Hawk leered upon his friends most facetiously, and led Kate downstairs with an air of familiarity, which roused in her gentle breast such burning indignation, as she felt it almost impossible to repress. Nor was the intensity of these feelings at all diminished, when she found herself placed at the top of the table, with Sir Mulberry Hawk and Lord Frederick Verisopht on either side. Oh, you found your way into our neighborhood, have you? Apostrophe, apostrophe said Sir Mulberry as his lordship sat down. Of course, apostrophe replied Lord Frederick, fixing his eyes on Miss Nickleby, how can you ask me? Apostrophe, apostrophe, well, you attend to your dinner, apostrophe said Sir Mulberry, and don't mind Miss Nickleby and me, for we shall prove very indifferent company, I dare say. Apostrophe, I wish you'd interfere here, Nickleby, apostrophe said Lord Frederick. What is the matter, my lord? Apostrophe, apostrophe demanded Ralph from the bottom of the table, where he was supported by Messrs. Pike and Pluck. This fellow, Hawk, is monopolizing your niece, apostrophe said Lord Frederick. He has a tolerable share of everything that you lay claim to, my lord, apostrophe said Ralph with a sneer. Gad, so he has, apostrophe replied the young man. Devil take me, if I know which is master in my house, here one. Apostrophe, I know, apostrophe muttered Ralph. I think I shall cut him off with a shilling, apostrophe said the young nobleman, jocosely. No, no, curse it, apostrophe said Sir Mulberry. When you come to the shilling, the last shilling, I'll cut you fast enough. But till then, I'll never leave you, you may take your oath of it. apostrophe, this sally, which was strictly founded on fact, was received with a general roar, above which was plainly distinguishable the laughter of Mr. Pike and Mr. Pluck, who were, evidently, Sir Mulberry's toads in ordinary. Indeed, it was not difficult to see that the majority of the company preyed upon the unfortunate young lord, who, weak and silly as he was, appeared by far the least vicious of the party. Sir Mulberry Hawk was remarkable for his tact in ruining, by himself and his creatures, young gentlemen of fortune, a genteel and elegant profession, of which he had undoubtedly gained the head. With all the boldness of an original genius, he had struck out an entirely new course of treatment, quite opposed to the usual method. His custom being, when he had gained the ascendancy over those he took in hand, rather to keep them down than to give them their own way, and to exercise his vivacity upon them openly, and without reserve. Thus, he made them butts, in a double sense, and while he emptied them with great address, caused them to ring with sundry well-administered taps, for the diversion of society. The dinner was as remarkable for the splendor and completeness of its appointments as the mansion itself, and the company were remarkable for doing it ample justice, in which respect Messrs. Pike and Pluck particularly signalized themselves. These two gentlemen eating of every dish, and drinking of every bottle, with a capacity and perseverance truly astonishing. They were remarkably fresh too, notwithstanding their great exertions. For, on the appearance of the dessert, they broke out again, as if nothing serious had taken place since breakfast. "Well, apostrophe," said Lord Frederick, sipping his first glass of port, "if this is a discounting dinner, all I have to say is, devil take me, if it wouldn't be a good plan to get discount every day." "Apostrophe, you'll have plenty of it, in your time," apostrophe returned Sir Mulberry Hawk. "Nickleby will tell you that." "Apostrophe, what do you say, Nickleby?" "Apostrophe, inquired the young man. "Am I to be a good customer?" "Apostrophe, it depends entirely on circumstances, my lord," apostrophe replied Ralph. "On your lordship's circumstances," apostrophe interposed Colonel Chaucer of the militia and the racecourses. The gallant colonel glanced at Messrs. Pike and Pluck, as if he thought they ought to laugh at his joke, but those gentlemen, being only engaged to laugh for Sir Mulberry Hawk, were, to his signal discomfiture, as grave as a pair of undertakers. To add to his defeat, Sir Mulberry, considering any such efforts an invasion of his peculiar privilege, eyed the offender steadily, through his glass, as if astonished at his presumption, and audibly stated his impression that it was an infernal liberty, apostrophe which being a hint to Lord Frederick, he put up his glass, and surveyed the object of censure, as if he were some extraordinary wild animal then exhibiting for the first time. As a matter of course, Messrs. Pike and Pluck stared at the individual whom Sir Mulberry Hawk stared at. So, the poor colonel, to hide his confusion, was reduced to the necessity of holding his port before his right eye and affecting to scrutinize its color with the most lively interest. All this while, Kate had sat as silently as she could, scarcely daring to raise her eyes, lest they should encounter the admiring gaze of Lord Frederick Verisopht, or, what was still more embarrassing, the bold looks of his friend Sir Mulberry. The latter gentleman was obliging enough to direct general attention towards her. "Here is Miss Nickleby," apostrophe observed Sir Mulberry, wondering why the deuce somebody doesn't make love to her. "Apostrophe, no, indeed, apostrophe," said Kate, looking hastily up. "I apostrophe," and then she stopped, feeling it would have been better to have said nothing at all. "I'll hold any man £50, apostrophe," said Sir Mulberry, "that Miss Nickleby can't look in my face and tell me she wasn't thinking so." "Apostrophe, done. Apostrophe, cried the noble gull. "Within 10 minutes. Apostrophe, done. Apostrophe, responded Sir Mulberry. The money was produced on both sides, and the Honorable Mr. Snob was elected to the double office of stakeholder and timekeeper. pray, apostrophe said Kate, in great confusion, while these preliminaries were in course of completion. Pray do not make me the subject of any bets. Uncle, I cannot really apostrophe, why not, my dear? Apostrophe, apostrophe, replied Ralph, in whose grating voice, however, there was an unusual huskiness, as though he spoke unwillingly, and would rather that the proposition had not been broached. It is done in a moment, there is nothing in it. If the gentleman insist on it, apostrophe, I don't insist on it, apostrophe, said Sir Mulberry, with a loud laugh. That is, I by no means insist upon Miss Nickleby's making the denial, for if she does, I lose. But I shall be glad to see her bright eyes, especially as she favors the mahogany so much. Apostrophe, so she does, and it's to buy a dee of you, Miss Nickleby, apostrophe, said the noble youth. Quite cruel, apostrophe, said Mr. Pike. Horrid cruel, apostrophe, said Mr. Pluck. I don't care, if I do lose, apostrophe, said Sir Mulberry, for one tolerable look at Miss Nickleby's eyes is worth double the money. Apostrophe, more, apostrophe, said Mr. Pike. Far more, apostrophe, said Mr. Pluck. How goes the enemy, snob? Apostrophe, apostrophe, asked Sir Mulberry Hawk. 4 minutes gone. Apostrophe, bravo. Apostrophe, apostrophe, won't you make one effort for me, Miss Nickleby? Apostrophe, apostrophe, asked Lord Frederick, after a short interval. You needn't trouble yourself to inquire, my buck, apostrophe, said Sir Mulberry. Miss Nickleby and I understand each other. She declares on my side, and shows her taste. You haven't a chance, old fellow. Time, snob? Apostrophe, apostrophe, 8 minutes gone. Apostrophe, get the money ready, apostrophe, said Sir Mulberry. You will soon hand over. Apostrophe, ha, ha, ha. Apostrophe, apostrophe, laughed Mr. Pike. Mr. Pluck, who always came second, and topped his companion if he could, screamed outright. The poor girl, who was so overwhelmed with confusion, that she scarcely knew what she did, had determined to remain perfectly quiet, but fearing that by so doing she might seem to countenance Sir Mulberry's boast, which had been uttered with great coarseness and vulgarity of manner, raised her eyes, and looked him in the face. There was something so odious, so insolent, so repulsive in the look which met her, that, without the power to stammer forth a syllable, she rose and hurried from the room. She restrained her tears by a great effort until she was alone upstairs, and then gave them vent. Capital. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Sir Mulberry Hawk, putting the stakes in his pocket. That's a girl of spirit, and we'll drink her health. Apostrophe, it is needless to say, that Pike and Company responded, with great warmth of manner, to this proposal, or that the toast was drunk with many little insinuations from the firm, relative to the completeness of Sir Mulberry's conquest. Ralph, who, while the attention of the other guests was attracted to the principals in the preceding scene, had eyed them like a wolf, appeared to breathe more freely now his niece was gone. The decanters passing quickly round, he leaned back in his chair, and turned his eyes from speaker to speaker, as they warmed with wine, with looks that seemed to search their hearts, and lay bare, for his distempered sport, every idle thought within them. Meanwhile Kate, left wholly to herself, had, in some degree, recovered her composure. She had learned from a female attendant that her uncle wished to see her before she left, and had also gleaned the satisfactory intelligence that the gentleman would take coffee at table. The prospect of seeing them no more contributed greatly to calm her agitation, and, taking up a book, she composed herself to read. She started sometimes, when the sudden opening of the dining room door let loose a wild shout of noisy revelry, and more than once rose in great alarm, as a fancied footstep on the staircase impressed her with the fear that some stray member of the party was returning alone. Nothing occurring, however, to realize her apprehensions, she endeavored to fix her attention more closely on her book, in which by degrees she became so much interested, that she had read on through several chapters without heed of time or place, when she was terrified by suddenly hearing her name pronounced by a man's voice close at her ear. The book fell from her hand. Lounging on an ottoman close beside her, was Sir Mulberry Hawk, evidently the worse. If a man be a ruffian at heart, he is never the better for wine. What a delightful studiousness! Apostrophe, apostrophe, said this accomplished gentleman. Was it real, now, or only to display the eyelashes? Apostrophe, apostrophe, Kate, looking anxiously towards the door, made no reply. I have looked at him for 5 minutes, apostrophe said Sir Mulberry. Upon my soul, they're perfect. Why did I speak, and destroy such a pretty little picture? Apostrophe, apostrophe, do me the favor to be silent now, sir, apostrophe replied Kate. No, don't, apostrophe said Sir Mulberry, folding his crushed hat, to lay his elbow on, and bringing himself still closer to the young lady. Upon my life, you oughtn't to. Such a devoted slave of yours, Miss Nickleby, it's an infernal thing, to treat him so harshly, upon my soul it is. Apostrophe, I wish you to understand, sir, apostrophe said Kate, trembling in spite of herself, but speaking with great indignation, that your behavior offends and disgusts me. If you have a spark of gentlemanly feeling remaining, you will leave me. Apostrophe, now why, apostrophe said Sir Mulberry, why will you keep up this appearance of excessive rigor, my sweet creature? Now, be more natural, my dear Miss Nickleby, be more natural, do. Apostrophe, Kate hastily rose, but as she rose, Sir Mulberry caught her dress, and forcibly detained her. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.